With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Missoula County fire officials announced today they've moved fire danger to high, effective immediately. Outdoor debris burning by permit has been closed since July 2nd, but firefighters have continued to respond to debris fires across Missoula County. There are currently no other fire restrictions in Montana, but the U.S. Forest Service's Wildland Fire Assessment System shows at least two other regions in north central and southeast Montana that are in a high fire danger class. A new study has found that prices Montana hospitals charge for patients with private health insurance can be double what the federal government sets as fair. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported Saturday that the RAND Corporation says private insurance companies paid twice what Medicare paid for the same services from 2015 through 2017. The report says Montana hospitals set prices for private insurers that are 277% beyond Medicare, which equals $27 million more than what the federal government paid. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Governor Steve Bullock's presidential campaign has agreed to pay for the travel, lodging, and meals of the Montana Highway Patrol security detail accompanying him on out-of-state campaign travel. Bullock's official staff signed off on an agreement earlier this month to pay for the expenses after Attorney General Tim Fox ordered a stop to the security. At this time, the exact cost of the security detail has not been made public. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On May 31st, Fox sent an email to Bullock telling him that, effective immediately, the executive protection detail would stop traveling with him on the campaign trail. Fox wrote that Bullock's candidacy for president created an unprecedented situation for the security detail now accompanying him on business that is, quote, entirely focused on supporting and advocating for your election to another public office, unquote. Governor Bullock's chief of staff, Ali Bovingdon, expressed concern over how the changes in the security detail would impact the safety of the governor and his family. On July 2nd, an agreement was reached between the two offices to continue the state security detail while Bullock is out of state campaigning for president. But the agreement says the governor's campaign must reimburse the Highway Patrol for incidental expenses. Governor's office spokesperson Marissa Perry said the executive protection detail only provides protection services and does not campaign for or against candidates for office. Perry said that the governor's office worked out the agreement to continue the security detail with reimbursements from the Bullock campaign, quote, even though it is not legally required by Montana law, unquote. Late last week, the governor's office requested the Commissioner of Political Practices issue an advisory opinion related to the rules for executive protection for Bullock. On Monday, the Montana Republican Party filed an ethics complaint against the governor, accusing him of using public supplies and money for his campaign for president. Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan says his office is reviewing the complaint. Bullock is scheduled to campaign in Iowa later this week. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal judge in Missoula says the publisher of a neo-Nazi website should have to pay over $14 million to the victim of an internet trolling campaign. U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch said in his recommendation today that Andrew Anglin should also have to remove all posts that encourage his readers to contact Whitefish real estate agent Tanya Gersh. Lynch's recommendation must be approved by U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen to take effect. Gersh's Helena attorney John Morrison said the judgment
sends a message across the country and around the world that this kind of hateful harassment will not be tolerated. Here in Montana, we don't treat each other that way.
Gersh sued Anglin after he posted her personal information on the Daily Stormer website in 2016. That resulted in hundreds of threatening and harassing messages sent to her, her husband, and her son. Anglin accused Gersh of trying to run the mother of white supremacist Richard Spencer out of Whitefish, which Gersh denies. Anglin did not immediately return an email seeking comment. Authorities say a member of the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office search and rescue team died after being caught in a rock fall while climbing a mountain. Sheriff's officials say Travis Swanson died yesterday in the climbing accident on Mount Cowan in Park County. Swanson was rock climbing with fellow search and rescue team members Jackson Negri and Will Hitchcock. Sheriff's officials said in a statement that the rock fall swept both Swanson and Hitchcock down the slope. Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines has reported raising more than $1 million over the last 3 months for his re-election bid in 2020. All candidates in Montana races for the U.S. House and Senate are required to disclose their quarterly fundraising and spending today, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Daines has now raised nearly $3.5 million to campaign for his second term. At the time of this report, the two Democrats vying for their party's nomination to challenge Daines had yet to file disclosure reports. In the U.S. House race, Democrat Kathleen Williams' campaign says it's raised $430,000, more than double any other candidate in the race this quarter. Fellow Democrat Tom Winter reports raising $130,000 this quarter. Current Republican U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte is not running for re-election, instead choosing to run for governor. Earlier this month, Gianforte reported raising more than $500,000 for that race. The Republican contenders to replace him on the GOP ticket for the U.S. House include current State Auditor Matt Rosendale, who reports raising more than $195,000 this quarter, and current Secretary of State Corey Stapleton, who reports raising $108,000. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Nurses across the Kalispell regional healthcare system overwhelmingly voted to unionize last week. The newly formed union will represent more than 500 nurses working in KRH facilities. Aaron Bolton reports.
After about a year of organizing, about 65% of Kalispell regional healthcare nurses voted in favor of forming a union on Thursday and Friday. Cynthia Hinsman is an RN at Kalispell Regional Hospital and one of the organizers of the union effort.
Our real goal for all of this is to have a contract at the end of the day. So we know it's going to take quite a while, especially since this is our first contract. But we're excited to finally have a seat at the table.
KRH CEO Craig Lambrecht was unavailable for comment Monday. In a press release, he said in part that he was disappointed in the results. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.